Good morning. Todd Zwillick is with me today and tomorrow while John is away. And as Todd and I both mentioned, Fed Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will speak to Congress in a few hours. And we will let you know what he said and what it means for the economy as that comes in. But what we really want to hear about right now, especially at the beginning of the show, is your economic outlook. If you were called to Congress, what would you say? And we're joined again by three takeaway listeners to share their perspectives. With us now is Toria Blanchard, the owner of the Good Girls Go to Paris Crepes in Detroit. Toria, nice to have you with us.
Hello.
And do you have a 5 or 6 word economic outlook report for us?
I'm very optimistic about what's going on here in the Detroit area. We have a healthy automotive industry again, and that's tied into a lot of businesses and industry here in Michigan, so I'm optimistic.
Okay, that was like 40 words. Joining us also is Kirsten Youth, Vice President of United Transcription, which is a medical transcription company in Charlotte, North Carolina. Kirsten, your short summation of what the economy looks like?
Hi, Celeste. I'd say I'm cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic. Two words there. Harley Helm, long-distance truck driver. How about you?
Oh, hello. How you doing, babe?
Nice. Nice to speak with you. I'm doing well. I hope you are also.
I'm doing fantastic. You got my coffee this morning.
Oh, well, I hope it's good coffee. So, Harley, the economy, what do you think?
I think it's picking up quite nicely, actually. Freight's picking up out here for the truck drivers, and we're getting a lot of miles in.
What do you see as you're driving, Harley? Do you actually see visually signs of an improving economy?
Yes, I do, actually. I see more trucks on the road. I see people more busier instead of parking in the truck stops all the time. And I see a lot more freight being hauled.
Well, let me go back to you, Toria Blanchard. And full disclosure here, I have to say that the crepes that you serve are ridiculously delicious. So I'm a little biased in your favor here. But tell me about what do you see there in Detroit that lets you know that the economy's picking up?
Well, I see a lot more people, small business owners like myself, opening businesses. I'm actually opening up another bar right next to the Detroit Institute of Arts. I see, especially in Midtown Detroit, you can't even lease a space over here. It's just jam-packed full of people that want to come to Detroit and do things. And again, I think people are optimistic here because, you know, the auto industry has really picked up. You know, people want to do things. So, you know, I'm encouraged. And, you know, Detroit's not without its problems, but what I see is very encouraging.
All right. Well, let me go to Kirsten Youth, who's the Vice President of United Transcription. You said you're cautiously optimistic, and I don't know if you heard the responses from a couple of listeners. One said their outlook is bleak, and the other one said bleak would be an improvement. So let me examine the cautious part of your outlook here. Do you hear from other people? Do you see people around you that are still really struggling?
Not struggling so much, but certainly there's a level of underemployment still out there. You know, parents at our schools and things like that just aren't where they need to be. But for me personally, we've had a really good year. Things are definitely improving. And I remain cautious until we dig ourselves out of the hole. We're not, you know, things have gotten better. We're having a great year, but we're in a hole from the past couple of years. So until we get there, I have to remain cautious.
So let me go back to you, Harley Helms, our long distance truck driver. As you meet up with other truck drivers all across the country, do you travel coast to coast, Harley?
Yes, I do.
So you're meeting up with a lot of people. What are you actually hearing from others?
Well, I hear kind of mixed things from others. I've heard some drivers saying that, you know, some of their miles have dropped off. I really don't see that. Last year I did 123,000 miles on the road. This year I'm looking at top 130,000.
I don't know. I don't know much about truck driving, but that sounds like a lot. Toria Blanchard in Detroit. You know, a lot of people, their confidence in their own personal economies is lagging. That many people see signs the economy is improving, and yet they still have this sense that things are bad. Do you feel that sort of mood outlook changing at all?
Well, in my area, I mean, we've been, not to sound like a Chrysler commercial or whatever, but we've been through hell. And you know, now to see things turning back around, and again, yes, it's not perfect, but to say it's bleak here, I can't say that, because it was bleak a few years ago when we didn't know where we were going, what was going to happen. Now I see industries picking back up, you know, businesses are starting and growing. You know, I'm very optimistic. I can't help it. Yes, and I'm calling from Detroit, and I'm saying I am optimistic about the future.
Toria Blanchard is the owner of Good Girls Go to Paris Crepes, which is a restaurant in Detroit. Kirsten Youth, you work in medical transcription. You're out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And Charlotte, North Carolina was probably less hard hit, minuscule to a minuscule degree than Detroit, but still, unemployment is high there. So perhaps the cautious optimistic there is the underemployment that you're talking about, is that people are still struggling to find work, are actually seeing more jobs open up.
Well, I think jobs are opening up, but we had a very strong banking sector here. And so the banking parts of our economy were hit pretty hard. We have a couple of big local hubs for banks here. So downtown Charlotte's still got some empty space. You know, there's some empty storefronts. But outside of that, in the outlying areas, there's starting to be more construction. Commercial construction has picked back up and things like that. So, you know, if we could take the banking out, I don't think unemployment would be as bad as it is. But we've got a lot of, you know, professional type folks that there just isn't anything for them yet.
And Harley Helms, long distance truck driver. It sounds like we've got Kirsten Youth. She's cautiously optimistic. I think we can call Toria Blanchard just full on optimistic. But Harley Helms, it sounds like you're also pretty upbeat.
Oh, yes, I am. I mean, all the truck companies are hiring now. You know, everybody is constantly rolling. So as long as, you know, in the trucking industry, as long as you're rolling, you're making money. So, you know, just one of those deals where I see it improving quite a bit, actually.
So here's my idea, Harley. You pass by Detroit with your truck. You pick up a load of crepes from Toria Blanchard, bring it to New York, and then Kirsten can arrange for us to get some anti-cholesterol drugs, because we'll probably need them after we eat all of the crepes.
Celeste Headley's personal economy there. There it is.
I have a job for all three of you. Toria Blanchard, owner of Good Girls Go to Paris Crepes in Detroit. Kirsten Youth is the vice president of United Transcription, which is a medical transcription company in Charlotte. And Harley Helms, long-distance truck driver. Thanks to all three of you.
Thank you, Celeste.
Give
us a call with your personal economic outlook. What would you report to Congress? 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I can't truck crepes. They'd be gross.
You drove fast. It's not that far.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.